Today's it's passages people are passionate about, but today's passage that I have chosen for this special Sunday, Domestic Violence and Abuse Weekend, is from the book of Psalms, and I call it Mama's Psalm. Would you say that with me? Mama's Psalm. One more time. Mama's Psalm. It's a favorite passage of a lot of people. It might surprise you when you hear what psalm it is. Immediately, we'd probably think Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, right? I shall not want. Well, that's the shepherd's psalm. It's a great psalm. I love it. But no, this is Mama's Psalm. I hope you'll never forget that title, Mama's Psalm. So every time you see this psalm in the future, as you turn in your Bible and you read through it and you see it again, I hope you go, that's Mama's Psalm. And maybe you'll say, this is my psalm. I need this to be my psalm. Amen. So, a little different message today. I want to give it. Here we go. With Mama's Psalm. That's my mama. That's the last time I saw Mama alive. And I'm not going to give the whole story of my mother today. We'll give them away, Dina, whatever you have out there today. Whatever you have, we'll give it away as far as the video, How Mama Made It. If you want one, and you'll see it, and you'll take it in, and you'll help somebody. I want you to get one for free today. Amen. So, but I'm not going to tell the whole story today, but my mama, that was the last time I saw her. Raj, put that picture up one more time for me, buddy. I appreciate it. And last time I saw mama was at my brother Terry's wedding. It was in July of 1993. And funny thing is, after the wedding, mama made that dress, by the way. She didn't have anything. She was abused and everything taken from her. But always smiled. And after the wedding, Mama rode with me. The wedding was about 35 miles away in a town called Pinehurst, North Carolina. Very, very, very nice town. Golf, exclusive, all this kind of stuff. And my brother got married there at this fancy college. By the way, my brother Terry will be here with us next weekend. He's coming to celebrate he's coming with Portia, his wife. So that's really 27 years ago, 22 years ago, I guess. But that's the last time I saw Mama there was after that wedding. And I don't know how it happened, but she rode home with me. She rode with me to take her back to the house in Rockingham. I love that. Just me and Mama in the car. And on the way out of town, she said, would you mind going to the hospital? I said, well, she said, your Uncle Lee's in the hospital. Up in Southern Pines, Memorial. Which is a funny thing. 2 weeks ago, I was up there, and I got admitted to that hospital. Funny thing how things come back around, isn't it? And I was thinking about that. Last time I visited his hospital is when Mama told me to come see Uncle Lee. Amen? So here we are, dressed for a wedding. I pull into that hospital, and she wanted me to go see Uncle Lee, not to just see how he was doing, but to make sure he was saved. She said, will you go up there and make sure your Uncle Lee's saved? That's all she said. Mama said it, I'm doing it. Amen? Come on. I said, absolutely, we'll go see. So I went and saw Uncle Lee, told him about the Lord, you know, and I didn't know if he was a believer or not, but come to find out he had put his faith in Christ. I just helped him just reaffirm that commitment to the Lord. Amen? And as fate would have it, as things happened, I guess, he ended up passing away several years after my mother was murdered. And that man actually gave my mother his grave to be buried in, her brother. So when I go to the graveyard these days, that was his grave that he gave for my mother. Amen? That's the last time I saw my mother. Took her home, and that was it. And a couple of months later, the night before Thanksgiving, she was brutally murdered. And we'll continue now, Raj. My mother was repeatedly and violently abused by my stepfather, that man on the right-hand side. I didn't know about it. Mama was strong. And I knew he was hard to live with. I knew he was just not somebody I'd want to live with. You understand? You know what I'm saying? But after her death, you know, things came out and we learned a whole lot more. You know? And sometimes you don't want to believe something. You know what I mean? You just don't want to even believe or even think about it, right? Say.
So that's what happened to her so many times. On November 25th, 1993, it was the night before Thanksgiving after a church service, he killed my mother. She was getting ready for bed. He shot her six times with a .357. I know it's a hard message to hear, but it's a real message, and we need to hear it. You understand? And you don't know me if you don't know this, because it changed me. He then reloaded the gun. This is a house I grew up in, by the way, my whole life. It wasn't this house. That was my brother's right there. But just an old country home. He reloaded the gun. He went and got on a stool, and he shot himself. And that's what my family found on Thanksgiving morning when they're going to see Mama and everybody's happy about Thanksgiving. I was the only one not coming home. And so I got the call later that afternoon. What's the message about today? Mama lived every day as if it would be her last. Would you say that with me? Mama lived every day as if it would be her last. Not everybody lives that way. I mean, we think, well, this could be my last day. But not everybody lives with the threat of this could be my last day on this planet. Okay? Mama did. Keep looking. She told her pastor, that's Joey Bird. How many have ever heard Joey Bird? There you go, a few of you. Okay, he'll be back sometime. He's the pastor of my home church. She told her pastor that it was most difficult at night when she would lay down to go to sleep. Now, I didn't know this till after her death. Because she had talked to him, and people have to have somebody to talk to. You know what I mean? Somebody they can trust. And that was Pastor Bird and his wife, Linda. How many remember Linda not long ago? Remember Linda coming and being here with us? She said, it's most difficult at night when I go to sleep. Why? Because her husband threatened to kill her in her sleep. Can you imagine going to bed at night and somebody just told you, I'm going to kill you while you're sleeping tonight? Can you imagine such a thing? Say. Well, that's how Mama lived. That's a horrible life, isn't it, to have to endure? That's how Mama lived. So it was very difficult. So here's the question. How do you sleep when you're married to a killer? Y'all listening today, some of you are like, if you've never heard me talk before, you're like, I'm not going back to hear him anymore. He's scary. Well, if you keep coming, you're going to say this about me. I want to keep coming back because he's real. He tells the truth. Okay? Come on. All right? Come on. It's not pleasant. It's not. Church is turned in. It's all pleasant and just smile and put your good clothes on. Church here at Fellowship Church, we love you. We care for you. But at the same time, it gets a little rough sometimes because life is rough. I was going to say life sucks because sometimes it does. It does sometimes. It does. Life's hard down here. This ain't heaven. Okay? It's beautiful. But Satan's alive and well on planet Earth. And so we talk like this sometimes, not all the time, but today is a day that we want to highlight this problem. It's a problem that how many would you say with a show of hands in your life, in your family's life, in someone you love, domestic abuse and violence has been a part of it, and I know a little bit about it. Can I see your hands? Look at it. Look at it in the room today. Okay? So it's a real thing. So how did Mama sleep knowing in the other room? Because she slept in a different room. Matter of fact, the room she slept in was the room that used to be my room. The middle room in the house. How do you sleep in that middle room knowing in the back room's a killer? Well, she slept with a hatchet under her pillow. When they found my mother the next day and the investigative team came in, some of my family came later, and they're going through the house, and they lifted up my mother's pillow, and there was a hatchet. What would you do? Somebody said they're going to kill you. You're just going to like, oh, well, may I lay me down to sleep. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. She probably said that too, and she had a hatchet. Good. I believe in defending yourself. You hearing me? Yes or no? Amen? Hey, where do I get that from? The Bible. Remember when Nehemiah was building the wall? Remember when Nehemiah was building the wall and he was being harassed, criticized, hated? Remember? They're building the wall, and the Bible says, they which build it on the wall. They're going back to build the temple, building the house of God. Can you imagine out here building the temple, building this place, fellowship, and people out there wanting to kill you? Can you imagine the workers building this place and people wanting to kill them? Well, that's what was happening during Nehemiah's day. They're building the wall, and people are out there trying to kill them. You know what Nehemiah did? Listen, they which built it on the wall, and they that bear burdens, and those that were laded, everyone with his hands wrought in the work. They had in one hand a trowel or something like that, and the other hand they had a what? A weapon. That's the way Mama slept. Y'all right so far? But Mama needed something more. Guys, you got to have something more to put your confidence in than just a gun or a hatchet. I mean, yeah, that might help if you can get up in time and you can, you know, if somebody's attacking you, I understand that. But what are you going to do with the killer that's in your own mind? Say, how are you going to do that? See, Mama needed something more than a hatchet because she was what? She's terrified. You can't take the words of somebody who's beat you and hurt you and you know they'll do it. And all of a sudden, you've got to have something more. It was her mind. Can you imagine how the devil attacked my mother's mind? Can you even imagine how Satan must have come against my mother's mind? We have stuff that, how many have stuff come against your own mind sometimes? Let me see your hands. I mean, just some worry, some stress, some things like that. But can you imagine? And some of you might can because you've lived it yourself. But the point is, can you imagine the terror? So you got this, or a gun, or whatever, but what about your mind? Mama needed more than a hatchet. Amen? How could she sleep? She needed supernatural strength. She needed supernatural strength to calm her fears and what? Anxiety. Okay? She needed help. And so, her weapon of choice was the sword of the Spirit. Her weapon of choice was the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. You might wonder why I always talk about the Bible, why I preach the Bible at Fellowship Church. I'm not trying to get somebody's approval. I preach the Bible because I don't have nothing else, and I don't want nothing else, and I don't need nothing else. Amen? Come on. I have the Word of the living God. Come on. You want to thank God for His Word. Come on. Somebody ever told you something and you just knew they could be trusted? You know people like that. They say as soon as it comes out of their mouth, they're good for it. How many know people like that? Have you ever had somebody say something about somebody that you know was a person who was honest and they had integrity, and you knew when somebody said what they said, you knew that person was lying because you know that other person? How many have had that experience before? How much more should it be our confidence in God's Word? God said it. Period. And that's it. Yeah, but we can take your butt on home. You hear me now? Say, come on, listen. I'm going to give God every benefit of the doubt. Period. Well, what about this story? Hey, I like it. Amy, you're listening to me. Come on. I don't understand all the Bible, but I've made a conscious decision. Parts I don't understand, I'm giving God the benefit of the doubt. And I can ask Him for all eternity, what do you mean over there about that? Or how'd you do that Jonah thing? You know, and how'd that Red Sea thing happen? I got plenty of time to talk with Him later. I don't need to doubt Him down here. I need to trust Him down here. Amen? So that's what Mama did. Mama did. Mama believed God's Word. Above all, how you fight the devil in your head? How you fight the devil? He's in the other room. Well, I got the hatchet. But how do you fight the devil that's in the room with you? Above all, take the shield of faith wherewith you shall be able to do what? quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take what? The helmet of salvation. That's wisdom from the Word of God. Knowing you saved and putting God's Word in your head. Because your head's going to drive you nuts. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the what? Which is the what? And that's what Mama did. Y'all right so far? Okay. So that's what Mama did. Now this isn't going to take terribly long. This is my Mama's Bible. I didn't get much after Mama was murdered. Mama didn't have much. I didn't want much. Didn't need much. But what I did want was Mama's Bible. Mama had a different kind of Bible. I've seen her have a couple of different ones over the years. But her Bible of choice over the last many years of her life was the Living Bible. Green. She liked it. She could understand it good. And that's Mama. That Mama loved that Bible. And she'd read it. Amen? So, that was her Bible. Right there. Keep looking. And her favorite psalm was Psalm 91. Psalm 91. Roger, I'm going to read it right quick. We live within the shadow of the Almighty, sheltered by the God who is above all gods. This I declare, that He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I'm trusting Him. For He rescues you from every trap. He protects you from the fatal plague. He will shield you with His wings. They will shelter you. His faithful promises are your armor. Now you don't need to be afraid of the dark anymore. Nor fear the dangers of the day, nor dread the plagues of darkness, nor disasters in the morning. Though 1,000 fall at my side, though 10,000 are dying around me, the evil will not touch me. I will see how the wicked are punished, but I will not share it. For Jehovah is my refuge. I choose the God above all gods to shelter me. How then can evil overtake me, or any plague come near? For He orders His angels to protect you wherever you go. They will steady you with their hands to keep you from stumbling against the rocks on the trail. You can safely meet a lion or step on poisonous snakes. Yes, even trample them beneath your feet. For the Lord says, because He loves me, I will rescue him. I will make him great because he trusts in my name. When he calls on me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble and rescue him and honor him. I will satisfy him with a full life and give him my salvation. Can we thank the Lord for Psalm 91? Come on, Psalm 91. That's a great psalm. That's a great psalm. So anyway, it's called the Protector Psalm. Thousands of years have called. You know, Psalm 23 is the what psalm? The Shepherd Psalm. Psalm 91 is the what? Protect. Can we say that loud? Psalm 91 is the Protector Psalm. Say it again. It's the Protector. Say it again. It's the what? It's the Protector Psalm. Down through the centuries, thousands of years. Matter of fact, Jewish families, because your Old Testament's written in Hebrew, okay? Jewish families, Hebrews, have been reciting this psalm before bedtime for thousands of years. Gather their family and recite this psalm out loud over their family every night before they go to bed. Somehow Psalm 91 got encapsulated in, now I lay me down to sleep, see, I pray the Lord my soul to keep, if I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. That's not bad. Say the prayer if you want, okay? I'd like to encourage you. Come on, how about this one? How about this one? How about saying this before you go to bed? How about that? How many think you ought to take that challenge in your life? You listening to me or not? Say, take that challenge. Take the Mama challenge to learn Psalm 91. Pick out some favorite parts of it. Tell the Lord that before you go to sleep at night. And then get back with me in a few weeks and tell me how your sleep's coming. I got a feeling it's going to help you. You're listening to me or not? Especially if you're stressing. How many would say, Pastor Gary, I stress a good bit? Can I see your hand? It's okay to talk with me. It's okay. I stress a good bit, Pastor. I stress a good bit. Well, I'm going to recommend that to you. Okay? Little homework. It's not hard. You can do this. My mama had 11th grade education. If she could do it, you can do it, okay? Come on. Here we go. Satan actually quoted this psalm. He quoted this psalm to Jesus. He quoted Psalm 91 to Jesus. Remember when Jesus was tempted of the devil? He was led away in the wilderness and tempted of the devil?
The devil quoted this psalm to him. Look at it. He brought him to Jerusalem, set Jesus on a pinnacle. Let's call it set him on the top of the building. Okay? Okay? You ever thought about jumping off of something? That's what people who are full of stress, they consider jumping off a building, ending their life. Can you imagine the stress Jesus must have had going to the cross? So here's Satan, takes him to the pinnacle, high place, said unto him, if you're the Son of God, cast yourself off. Jump! For it's written, here's Psalm 91, he shall give his what? Angels charge over you to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest at any time you bear your foot against a stone. Guess what Jesus said? Oh, Jesus knew that was true, the scripture. He said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. That scripture didn't say, he's going to protect me if I jump off this building. Okay? That scripture means a little more than that. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed him for a season. Here's the point. Because Jesus didn't jump, you don't have to jump. Can you say that with me? Because Jesus didn't jump off the building, you don't have to jump off the building. Now, what do I mean by that? If he would have jumped off the building, and instead of going to the cross, would have said, I'm going to tempt God, and God catches him, whatever, or he just splats. Okay? You listening to me? But because Jesus didn't jump, he didn't tempt the Lord, his God. He went to the cross. Follow me now. He went to the cross. He died on the cross. He rose from the dead. And because Jesus went to the cross, died on the cross, rose from the dead, you never have to jump off a building, no matter what crap comes in your life. Did you hear me? You never have to think that thought. Never. I never think that way. Y'all getting that or not today? Many times, I've just been kidding, but over the time I've told people, if I go, I'm going 275, that big Skyway Bridge. You know what I'm saying? And boy, I say that to Kim sometimes, just kidding, not even just being funny. She does not like ever hear me say that. Amen. The point is, though, guys, because Jesus didn't jump off the building, he went to the cross. You and I never have to jump off a building or consider taking our own life. Did y'all get that or not? Yes or no? We cool on that? That's a little heavy, isn't it, today? Clark's all over the place. That psalm means more than you're not going to suffer. Psalm 91 does not teach you're not going to have problems. Psalm 91 does not teach you're not going to suffer, guys. Psalm 91 teaches that I'll be your refuge no matter what you go through. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Because of Jesus Christ, I can do how many things? You understand? Yes or no? The church preaches a different gospel today. They preach you're not supposed to ever get sick. How many have been sick over the last year? Can I see your hand? Say, bad, you're bad. It's called, I got a body. And this body's getting old. It does some crazy things. Amen. Say. How many knew people years ago and now they're dead? Can I see your hand? And people are going to say that about you and me one day. Amen. I knew him way back when. You know what? Guys, it's appointed unto man wants to what? Die. Absolutely. Guys. Psalm 91 is not teaching you're not going to die. Psalm 91 is not teaching you're not going to have problems in your life or struggles. Psalm 91 is that you can know and lay your head down at sleep tonight, know that I'm going to be with you no matter what happens. No matter what happens, worst thing that's going to happen, you're going to wake up and see me. Y'all listening or not? This was Mama's rest. So let's break down Mama's psalm. Not going to take long now, Raj. We've only got about 8 minutes. That's okay. No, we got time. I just want to highlight the words that Mama underlined. These are her word, her pen, not mine. I want you to feel what Mama must have been feeling by the words she underlined. I never did this until this week in my office. Oh, I've seen this many times. But never till this week did I look at the words underlined.
and we're going to highlight them. We live within the shadow of the Almighty. So she saw herself in the shadow of God, sheltered by God who's above all gods. This I declare that he, hatchet or him, alone is, he's my what? He's my refuge. I'm safe tonight. I'm in him. I can go sleep. My place of safety. He's my safety. I'm seeing a pattern. Shadow. Refuge. Safety. Her pen. Are you seeing the pen? He is my what? My God. You want to be safe? Say he's your God. And I am trusting him, underline coming up, for he what? He rescues you. He rescues you. When a killer's in the other room, you want to know that when you go to sleep, God's going to take care of you. From every trap, and he what? Protects you. It's just amazing to me how her pen went to words of safety and protection and refuge. And you feeling it or not? I did. He protects you from the fatal plague. He will what? Shield you. With his what? Well, Pastor, I can't sleep, you might say. How about trying this? How about knowing every night when you go to bed, he's shielding you, and see yourself enveloped under the wings of God. You think that might help you? Yes or no? Say. Come on. You think Satan might have to get out of your head a little bit and let you go to sleep? Say. He will shelter you again. The word shelter. Oh, I love this one right here. His what? Faithful. Say that with me. His what? Faithful. Faithful. I can trust him. He is faithful. Faithful. My God is faithful. You think that might help you sleep? Mama Psalm. His faithful promises are your what? Cover yourself with what God says. Cover yourself with what God says. His word. Cover yourself at night. Say that back to stress and anxiety and things, and when you're facing difficulty. Speak God's word. You listening to me? Let it be your what? Your armor. Now you what? Don't, in the next word, be what? Afraid. She said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You don't have to be afraid. You can go to sleep. Don't be afraid. That's why she loved this psalm. You feeling it? Don't be afraid of the dark anymore. We lived in a bad neighborhood, and I can't take much time to tell you too much. But when I was in the eighth grade, the girl across the fence, Brenda Sue Clark, not related, Cobbler, was brutally murdered right across the fence. Stabbed 22 times and her throat cut. Right across the backyard. Because I grew up, I don't even, you know it, but you know, it's life. That's what life is. But I remember as a kid, like 6th, 7th grade, just me and Mama being at the house at that time, sleeping with a chair under my doorknob coming into my room. I put a chair underneath that doorknob. And I had a .410 shotgun laying next to my bed because of the fear. And I wasn't a Christian. I was just a kid, didn't know God. I was rough. But I was scared to death of that, what happened across the fence. Well, that was across the fence. Mama had to sleep with it in the next room. Are y'all hearing me? Yes or no? Fear. Fear. Don't be afraid. Nor what? fear, nor what? Dread. Keep reading, Raj. Nor what? Disaster. And look at this underlined right down here. Say that with me. Say that last part. Evil will not touch me. And you know, guys, I don't second guess God. I try not to. You might be second guessing my mother today. Well, you trusted in God. You got killed. I'm going to tell you something. You'd be very wise if you don't do that. You don't know what's coming your way. What you do know is this. You have a choice to believe God and trust God if you want to. Did you hear me say? Mama chose that path. Mama didn't know what was going to happen. Mama knew she needed sleep. Mama knew she needed to get through the day that she would be given if she got another one. And that's how she lived her life. Amen? But we can sit back and second guess and look. That's what Elise was trying to say, and that's what Kara tries to tell people. Don't second guess or judge people. You don't know what, just because their situation is what it is, you don't know what their situation is, and you don't know what you would do or how you'd respond if you were in that situation. It'd be better just to love and try to help and support. Amen? The light's flashing on me back there. Here we go. I'm keeping on going. My refuge. His angels will do what? Protect. They will what? Steady you. Are you feeling it? Feeling Mama's pen this morning at the Fellowship Church? For the who says, Lord says, I will what? Rescue you. When you're in trouble, I'll rescue you. I love this. I'll honor. She underlined the word honor. I will honor him. I will honor the one who trusts in me. And then I love this last word she underlined. Satisfied. I can go to sleep now. I'm satisfied. He's going to take care of me. And she slept like that. Mama's psalm. One thing, if you go back and read this psalm, it talks about the enemy. The enemies, your enemies, getting their just due and being in revenged. Mama didn't underline that. Mama didn't underline the part about the snake or the part about the this. Mama didn't underline about the thousands falling at your one side and the thousands falling at your other. Mama didn't underline all that. Mama just wanted to be safe. She wouldn't want to hurt nobody, do nothing. She just wanted to be able to sleep. You hearing me today? A little different message for sure, right? But maybe it hit some ground with you today. Roger, pop up the words real quick. Here they are. We live in the shadow of the Almighty. He is my refuge, my place of safety. Mama's words, my God. He rescues me. He protects me. He will shield me with His wings. They will shelter me. His faithful promises are my armor. Don't be afraid. Do not fear dread or disaster. Evil will not touch me. Jehovah is my refuge. His angels protect and steady me. The Lord says He will rescue me. He will be with me in trouble. Rescue me and honor me. He will satisfy me. Those are Mama's words that she underlined. And we've got it on the computer for you, because some of you might want to just take that right there and be able to say that and repeat that and maybe even learn that and make it part of your life. Amen? Let's thank God for His Word this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on. Amen.